Support for Living on Earth comes from listeners like you. Please make a donation online at loe.org or call me at 617-629-3638. And thanks.
Okay, so with the Democratic Convention going so green, it only makes sense that the hip-hop culture wouldn't be too far behind. And in fact, hip-hop artist DJ Spooky brought his new multimedia performance project from D.C. to the Mile High City stage. Some would say this dude is more of a trip-hop artist, and you can hear why in his work called Terra Nova, an Antarctic Suite. It's made up of field recordings DJ Spooky made in Antarctica. Back home, he manipulated samples and beats to capture what he calls a rapidly changing and vanishing environment under duress.
Antarctica, to me, is a place that's at the edge of the map. It's something that's kind of almost like an invisible point that very few people, you know, literally living, will ever go to. When I was thinking about the project, I wanted to think about art, DJ culture, contemporary art, and sampling. How do you look at the environment itself as a kind of an archive? And what happens when the archive becomes, you know, part of collective consciousness, which is, to me, the world we live in? So, you know, it's an art project, and it's something that is hopefully going to get people to think about different ways of approaching environmental change and managing the human relationship to nature. Throughout the last couple centuries, artists have gone to Antarctica, but the funny thing is film didn't work up until recently because the temperatures were so extreme. Cameras also didn't work until basically earlier this century when they were able to figure out some chemical solutions that would work in that extreme temperature. So most of the testimony was either in story, written form, or drawn by hand. So we're looking at a couple decades now of documentation of Antarctica with film, with photography, and I wanted to think about that as the stepping point for digital media. In the U.S., the idea of the urban is really defined by concrete. You know, like you're walking, you put one foot in front of the other, you're not expecting the concrete to collapse. So there's a kind of very centered, very, you know, kind of standardized experience of being in the city. There's concrete, there is heat, there's traffic. In this kind of place, all of those variables are removed, and you are the movement. I mean, everything else, there's no mammals almost. The only mainland creatures are stuff like seals and penguins. And the sound is basically like you're an intrusion. Your feet, you put one foot in front of the other. You hear the crunch of the ice against your boots. You hear the wind pushing against your clothes, and the way that your clothes will ripple in the wind is, makes its own sound. The intense cold, for me at least, wasn't as bad as the water. Like, the water temperature is really, really starkly different than anything I'm used to. So if you fall in the water, you die of hypothermic shock within about 2 to 3 minutes. So there's a lot of ice, and if you walk in the wrong patch of ice, you could fall right through. The whole notion of music for, you know, social, fun, party stuff, I tried, but it just didn't feel right. You know, I made a couple tracks for, like, Antarctica Party, you know. And it just, you know, the penguins are looking at me like, what are you doing? You know, it's just, and don't forget, I had an outdoor studio I would set up and just kind of, you know, again, like, look at the landscape, come up with certain sketches and compositions and see what would come out of the process. I guess it's propaganda for change, or propaganda for thinking about the world in a different way and saying that there's not just one way. I know that sounds really simple, but you'd be surprised. A lot of my peers in the DJ scene or in youth culture, hip-hop, consumerism, bling-bling, people always tend to just look to the immediate, just the next day, the next week. They don't really look to the next 10, 20, 50, 100 years, you know? Right now, I think the biggest question facing everybody is that the planet is really going through a massive change. The film project is to kind of balance and think about art, music, and creative processes and how they can, I think, at least be tools to change people's perception of the environment.
That's hip-hop artist DJ Spooky and an earful of his spooky Terra Nova, an Antarctic sweep.